This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the program Islam Insight, a very special series essentially dedicated for our new Muslim brothers and sisters.
How do we commit ourselves to gain knowledge?
Regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him,
I'd like to know, is hijab compulsory for women?
Somebody told me that a Muslim is not allowed to have relationship with a non-Muslim.
Knowledge revives the spirit of Islam.
Brother, now with regards to the messengers and prophets, as Muslims, how we have to see them? As human beings or as something beyond that?
Right. Our belief with regards to the prophets and messengers is very clearly defined in the glorious Quran. It's very clearly explained in the glorious Quran. Our belief in the prophets and messengers is that they were not angels. They were not angels. They were not superhumans. They were the best of humans. But humans. They were all human beings. These prophets and messengers got revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected them looking at their best character, looking at this pure heart, mind and soul, looking at their best status in terms of positioning and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But our belief is very clearly defined in the Quran, including Muhammad, peace be upon him, is that all these prophets and messengers, they were humans. But they were not humans like you and me. They were very, very superior human beings in a spiritual sense. They were the human beings who were so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who did what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to do, who abstained from all those acts what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited them. So these prophets and messengers, they were humans, they were not angels. But they were the humans who were the most perfect and most beloved and the most obedient human beings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as Muslims do not want to mix or give the level, for example, of Muhammad peace be upon him and equate him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the first, we say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu. We say, Muhammad, we bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the slave and the messenger of Allah. So we don't praise any prophet, any messenger to a level of Allah that we lost the essential purpose, and that is the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these prophets were the perfect human beings, alhamdulillah, they were the people who were the best among that community. That is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them. That is the reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the responsibility to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were the people who had the best of wisdom. They were the people who had the best of akhlaq. They were the people who were most intelligent. They were the people who were most truthful. They were the people who were the most truthful and honest, and on and on. These were the qualities of these beautiful prophets and messengers. But they were humans. They were not angels, and they are not little gods. They are purely messengers and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the correct belief that we need to have in the belief of messengers.